Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing right now. Your child prefers to work alone. They resist group projects at school. They want to do everything by themselves. And you might be wondering, is something wrong? Should I be worried? Let me tell you something wonderful. What you're seeing isn't a problem. It's actually a beautiful sign that your child is developing healthy independence. That's right. Your 6 or 7 year old is learning to trust their own abilities, to value their own ideas, and to feel confident in what they can accomplish. This is a good thing. But I also know that when teachers mention group work challenges, or when you see other children collaborating easily, it can feel concerning. You want your child to have strong social skills. You want them to be able to work with others. And you're absolutely right to care about this. Collaboration is an important skill. So let's talk about what's really happening in your child's developing brain and how we can gently support them on their journey from solo work to joyful teamwork. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, also known as CASEL, teaches us that relationship skills include the abilities to establish and maintain healthy relationships, work collaboratively to problem solve, and practice teamwork. These are competencies that develop progressively through childhood. Your child isn't behind. They're right on schedule, learning at their own perfect pace. Here's what the research shows us. At ages 6 and 7, children are navigating a fascinating developmental phase. They're learning to balance their growing independence with the social demands of working with peers. Think about how much has changed for them in just a few years. They went from needing help with almost everything to being able to do so many things on their own. Reading, writing, getting dressed, making choices. They've discovered the joy of, I can do this myself, and that discovery is powerful. The Raising Children Network, a trusted organization in Australia, explains that at this age, children are learning basic social skills like sharing and negotiating through their friendships. But they also note that these relationships can feel challenging. Friends can sometimes be bossy or cross, and children need adult support to navigate these social dynamics. So when your child prefers solo work, they might be protecting themselves from those challenging social moments while they build their confidence. Now, here's something that might surprise you. Dr. Mate Gary Gordabil at the University of the Basque Country conducted 20 years of research on how children develop social skills. Her studies show that cooperative creative play programs significantly increase positive social behaviors, including prosocial leadership, social sensitivity, and helping behaviors. But here's the key. These improvements happen when children are given supportive, low-pressure opportunities to practice collaboration. Not forced group work, but gentle, playful experiences where teamwork feels safe and fun. The Magic Book whispers this truth to me. Every child has their own timeline for learning to share their space, their ideas, and their work with others. Some children dive into group activities with enthusiasm from the very start. Others need more time to observe, to feel secure in their own abilities first, before they're ready to blend their strengths with someone else's. Both paths are completely normal. Both paths lead to the same destination, strong collaborative skills. So what can you do to support your child? First, validate their independence. Tell them, I love seeing how capable you are. You worked so hard on that project all by yourself, and it shows. Let them know that their individual strengths are valuable and important. This builds the confidence they need to eventually share those strengths with others. Second, create low-pressure collaborative opportunities at home. Baking together, building a fort, working on a puzzle, these are gentle ways to practice teamwork without the social complexity of peer relationships. You can model collaborative language. Let's figure this out together. What do you think we should try? I have an idea, and I'd love to hear yours too. This shows them that collaboration doesn't mean losing their voice. It means making something even better by combining ideas. Third, help them understand that every person brings something special to a group. You might say, you're really good at organizing things. I wonder if someone in your class is really good at drawing. Imagine what you could create together. This plants the seed that collaboration isn't about giving up control. It's about discovering what becomes possible when different talents work together. And here's where stories become such a beautiful helper. The Magic Book and I have a story that shows this truth in the most wonderful way. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering how democracy was born. In this story, Lucas and Ella visit ancient marble columns that glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. They learn that thousands of years ago, people discovered something magical. When everyone's voice is heard, when people work together to make decisions, incredible things happen. Democracy itself was created through collaboration. Not one person deciding for everyone, but many voices coming together to create something greater than any individual could make alone. This story beautifully demonstrates that individual voices matter and that working together creates powerful positive outcomes. Lucas and Ella see that their own ideas are valuable in group settings, just like the ancient Athenians discovered that everyone's voice makes democracy stronger. It validates individual contributions while celebrating collective decision-making. After you read this story together, you can have such meaningful conversations. You might ask, what did Lucas and Ella learn about working together? How did all those different voices create something special? Do you think your ideas could help make something better when you work with friends? These gentle questions help your child see collaboration as an opportunity, not a threat to their independence. The research confirms what the Magic Book knows. Children who receive supportive guidance during collaborative activities show measurable improvements in group cooperation, communication, and social adjustment. This validates the importance of patience and structured practice in developing teamwork skills. Your child will get there. With your gentle support, they'll discover that collaboration can be joyful. Remember, wonderful parent, your child isn't refusing to work with others because something is wrong. They're learning to balance their own ideas with the ideas of others. They're developing the confidence they need to contribute to a group. They're on a journey, and every child's journey looks a little different. The Raising Children Network reminds us that friendships give children a sense of belonging and help them learn and practice basic social skills like sharing and negotiating. As your child builds more friendships, as they feel more secure in their own abilities, collaborative work will start to feel less threatening and more exciting. You're doing beautifully. By seeking information, by wanting to understand your child's development, by looking for gentle ways to support them, you're giving them exactly what they need: patience, understanding, and opportunities to practice at their own pace. The Magic Book and I believe in your child. We believe in you, and we're here to help with stories that teach, comfort, and inspire. Stories like The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens that show children the beauty of working together. You can find this story and so many others in the Book of Inara app. Your child is learning that their voice matters. Soon, they'll discover that when their voice joins with others, something even more magical happens, and you'll be there to celebrate that beautiful moment with them. With love and starlight, Inara.